are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Fantasy playoffs, baby. Let's get to some waiver wire ads.
Are you ready?
We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now. Buddy, what's wrong? What's going on with you today?
Let me tell you something, man. We finally have three of the best primetime games I think we've had all year. I mean, every primetime game this week was on fire, come down to overtime in a couple of them. I mean, it was awesome. I was blown away by how great these games were.
How about them Eagles, my friend?
Yeah, you know what? They took the L, but they'll get it back in the championship.
Hey, bro, how about my start of the week? Deebo Samuel getting three for himself, buddy. Oh, man, them Eagles, man.
How about them Chiefs going down like I called, if y'all watched last week?
Hey, you did call that, my friend. You did call that. Hey, Bucks got the dub, barely, but we got it, and that's what matters, my friend.
Yeah, and you got another matchup against the Falcons this week.
Hey, bring it on. We are not dead yet. Not dead yet. Guys, we're here with your Week 14 waiver wire ads. Man, them fantasy playoffs are getting close, man. We are just sniffing that sixth, fifth place, man, just to make sure you get in, and then you got to win. But hey, before we get to those waiver wire ads, man, we've got a word from our friends at Thrive Fantasy. Guys, that's right. Thrive Fantasy, a big supporter of our show, man. Right now, man, they've got daily fantasy sports, player props, all kinds of awesome things, man. 100% first deposit match up to $250, man. They've got some great pick'ems on there, man. Your boy won $250 last week, man. I'm telling you, good stuff going on over there. Trey, have you enjoyed Thrive Fantasy so far?
Yeah, man, Thrive Fantasy is awesome. You know, it's pretty simple to navigate. You hop in there, click your picks, put your money in, and cash out.
That's right, baby. Click those picks, man. They don't just have NFL, man. If you're watching the NBA right now, man, get in there and get some good stuff, guys. If you use our promo code 4thandflex, man, like I said, a $250 deposit match plus free squares. Also down in the description, man, there is a link you can use. Hey, man, let's win some money together, Trey.
Let's do it.
Let's do it, baby. Let's do it indeed. Yo, man, Joe over on Twitch popping in. Life is good as a Colts fan right now.
Yeah, man, what a battle they had. My dad was actually at that game, and he said it was awesome. You know, overtime and everything like that. Gardner Minshew looking pretty stout.
He definitely is, man. We're going to talk about that guy in a little bit. But, yeah, man, the Colts looking good, man. You know, beating some good teams. Gardner Minshew firing on all cylinders. Michael Pittman Jr. got a quarterback that can deliver to him, sir, and I like it.
No doubt.
But, hey, guys, we're here, and it's Week 14, and the playoffs are so close, man, so close. Let's get to a few ads, man. A lot of big names going down this week, man. So let's go ahead and jump to some quarterback waiver wire ads are going to help you get to where you need to be, my friends. Starting off on our list here, man, quarterbacks, we got Joe Flacco, 7% rostered in sleeper leagues, man. Went 23 of 44, 254 yards, 2 touchdowns. Hey, Joe Flacco is back, baby. Amazing. Coming off the bench, doing his thing, man. Showing him that, hey, you know, he still got it, Trey.
Yeah, man, I remember watching season 1 of the league and they drafted Joe Flacco, and now I have the opportunity to do it or at least put him on my team, so I'm excited.
Yes, sir, man. Joe Flacco, man, can definitely help your team out, man. Good stuff, man. Amari's gone down, but Elijah Moore, him and Joe Flacco have that connection. Joe Flacco, man, get him on your team.
Yeah, man, very beneficial. Moving on to our next quarterback waiver wire ad, like we were just talking about, Gardner Minshew, only 27% rostered in sleeper leagues. Minshew completed 26 of 42 passes for 312 yards and 2 touchdowns and no interceptions. That is his third 300-yard passing game this season, which is exciting for fantasy managers. I mean, you know, he's had a couple here and there, but he's starting to really get it figured out. And 300 yards at the quarterback slot is something you want.
Absolutely, buddy. That Minshew magic is looking good in Indianapolis for sure. Like I mentioned, man, Michael Pittman's reaping the benefits, man. Zach Moss didn't quite do his thing, man, but that passing game was on point, and Gardner Minshew is the reason it was.
No doubt.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Moving on to our next quarterback waiver wire ad for week 14. Jake Browning, where did this guy come from, man? Jake Browning, 14% rostered in sleeper leagues, 32 of 37, 354 yards, one touchdown, and a rushing touchdown. I mean, this guy seemed like he could do no wrong. I mean, he had an issue here or there, you know, with the false starts. But you know what? The Bengals got the dub, and it's a big part of because of Jake Browning. I mean, he was on point, almost 400 yards passing, two touchdowns, near perfect passer rating, Trey. This is a guy that you want on your fantasy roster for sure.
Yeah, man, hell of a game. And I know the team is still a little bit reserved on letting him just go crazy, but he's starting to earn the coach's trust. I mean, they let him go out there and throw it up, and he did his thing. I'm excited to watch him, and I think he's going to be good for fantasy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What do you think? Joe Burrow got anything to worry about?
No, not at that level. I think Joe Burrow was sitting on the sidelines begging to come in, but he's holding his arm and all that, so he couldn't do much.
Yeah, for sure, buddy.
But moving on to our last quarterback waiver wire ad in the same game, C.J. Beathard. So Beathard completed 9 of 10 passes for 63 yards and rushed once for 7 yards. You know, he came in after Trevor Lawrence's injury. Trevor Lawrence has a high ankle sprain, which, you know, it could be – it says day-to-day, but he needed assistance walking to the locker room, and it looked pretty bad. I think Beathard's going to get the start this week, so it's going to be more of a pinch or, you know, a spot start for you. It's not something that can probably go forward if Trevor Lawrence gets better, obviously. But for next week, he looked all right enough for me to throw him in a Superflex league.
Yeah, buddy. C.J. Beathard, man. I seen him on the Niners be a very manageable quarterback, although a lot of quarterbacks can be manageable on the 49ers in that offense. But C.J. Beathard, man, I seen him come out and do some things. If you're really needing a guy, Trevor Lawrence gone down in your super flex and you just have no one else, C.J. Beathard can definitely, definitely fill in, Trey.
No doubt.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. A few decent quarterbacks, man. A lot of injuries this week, man. A lot of things going wrong. Hey, Yo Man Joe says, I'm here for the running back section. I lost JT to injury. Brian Robinson on bye. The only running back I have is Warren now.
Man, it's tough. And it's not great on the running back waiver wire, but we're doing the best we can to help y'all out.
That's right, buddy. That's right. Hey, but ask and you shall receive. Let's jump to our running back waiver wire ads for week 14. Top of the list this week has got to be Ezekiel Elliott. I know, Ezekiel Elliott. It's not super exciting, but Ramondre Stevens is down and out. He's going to be out for a little while. Elliott is also injured, but I'm pretty sure he's going to be good to go on Thursday. Ezekiel Elliott, 46% rostered, so there's a good chance he's still there. 17 carries for 54 yards, which is but he also got 4 catches for 40 yards, which definitely helps out, man. Look, if Jalen Warren is the only guy on your running back list, I think Ezekiel Elliott can absolutely help you out.
Yeah, and those 4 catches definitely help out in PPR formats, and I think that's what a majority of people play these days. So it's very beneficial. You know, they got the Thursday night game coming up, primetime. Primetime games tend to put up more fantasy points, in my opinion. So I think Ezekiel Elliott's a good ad.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Can definitely help you out.
Moving on to our next running back waiver wire ad. He's been on here before, but it's Tyjae Spears, only 46% rostered. Spears rushed the ball 16 times for 75 yards and had 4 receptions on 6 targets for 13 yards. There was a report that stated Derrick Henry was in concussion protocol. Mike Vrabel came out and said that he was not in concussion protocol, so I'm not really sure what's going on there. But regardless, I think Tyjae Spears is a good ad because he is getting work even if Derrick Henry plays. But if for some reason Derrick Henry doesn't play, he's a smash start.
Absolutely, man. If for some reason, like you said, Derrick Henry is out, who, by the way, Derrick Henry went off. Tyjae Spears, man, he's fast. He's quick through the tackles, man. You get him on the outside, this guy is gone. And that's with Henry in the game, man. Tyjae Spears is definitely a smash start, like Trey said, especially if Henry doesn't play.
No doubt.
But let's go ahead and move on to another running back on our list, a guy who has actually made the gag bag before. But welcome back, my friend, Roschon Johnson, the rookie out of Chicago, man. 33% rostered in sleeper leagues, went 10 carries for 35 yards, 5 catches for 40 yards in week 12. It just seems like they're, I don't know if it's they're not ready for Herbert to just take the bulk of things, but Roschon, man, is getting the work. He's definitely an explosive rookie, man. I've heard a lot of people talk about this guy, man, and he's just doing his thing, man. And I think if you're needing a running back, Roschon can absolutely help your team.
Yeah, man, and you know, maybe they're just trying to see what this kid got. You know, we've been waiting for that, waiting for them to give him his opportunity. We waited, you know, 13, 12 weeks, so they finally did, and hopefully it continues, man. So I like Roschon Johnson as an ad.
Absolutely, buddy.
Moving on to our last running back waiver wire ad, going back to the Eagles with Kenneth Gainwell at 28% rostered. Gainwell had 2 carries for 5 yards, but he caught 5 catches for on 6 targets for 42 yards. DeAndre Swift has an undisclosed injury. If he is out, Gainwell will get the majority of the work. But most of Gainwell's receptions came before Swift even got hurt. And it looks to me like they want to use Gainwell more in the pass game and Swift more on the ground going forward. So regardless, PPR formats, definitely. But if Swift doesn't play, Gainwell's smash start.
Absolutely, buddy. The thing is, man, it seems like Swift's usage each week has started to go down lower and lower and lower. And Kenneth Gainwell is the one that's reaping the benefits off of all that, man. So, again, if you're needing a running back, I believe Kenneth Gainwell can definitely help you out.
No doubt.
Hey, Jessica Welch popping in. What up, my boys? What's up?
What up?
What's happening, girl? Hit that like button for your boy. but yes, Kenneth Gainwell, that's our running back waiver wire ads for week 14. Let's get to some wide receivers. I know you guys out there need a couple wide receivers on your team. I'm going to go ahead and throw you one right now, and it is Noah Brown. Look, Noah Brown, 50% rostered, so just kind of right there on our threshold. Tank Dell out for the season. This guy's down. It really sucks. I've got a lot of Tank Dell shares. It hurts my soul as well as my fantasy team. But Noah Brown, we've seen him come in a few weeks back, double-digit points in 2 weeks solid. I really think with Tank Dell out, Noah Brown is going to have to grab some of those catches there, Trey.
No doubt. And I know he didn't have a super great game this week, but 2 weeks had 2 weeks off. Before that, he had back-to-back 100-yard games. You know, Noah Brown coming in, I think they were just slowly trying to work him back into the offense. Tank Dell's down. Now they have to force him back into the offense. I think Noah Brown's going to be that dude.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. Yo, man, Joe says, thank y'all. I appreciate it. I started 1-5. I'm now 7-6 and 1 game out of the playoffs. I've done too much to not make it now. LOL.
We're rooting for you, yo, man.
Absolutely. We are rooting for you, buddy, man. And I know you've been watching the show. Hopefully, I'd love to say that some of that great advice came from us to help get you there, my friend.
No doubt. We appreciate you, yo, man, Joe. But moving on to our next wide receiver waiver wire ad, it is Parker Washington, who is available in your league because he is 0% rostered. Washington caught all 6 of his targets for 61 yards and a touchdown. He also returned 2 kickoffs for 51 yards, and he played 59% of the snaps Monday and was the 2nd on the team in receptions. Now, Christian Kirk is supposedly out for a couple weeks with a groin injury, and I think Washington's going to be a great spot start to fill in for Christian Kirk. I mean, the dude looked good, and I know Beathard's throwing him the ball, but Beathard looked like he could get him the ball. So I like Washington as a spot start for you.
Who the hell is Parker Washington, right? That's what you were all thinking, man, before last night's game, man. But this rookie came in and – I mean, he was on fire. This guy could do no wrong. Didn't miss anything. He was there absolutely every time that team needed a man, and he can be there for you, for your team this week.
That's right.
Moving on to the next wide receiver on our list. It is Elijah Moore. I believe Trey said before the show, this feels like the injury waiver wire show, man, because we got one quarterback to their wide receiver, and we've got another quarterback here to their wide receiver. Joe Flacco, Elijah Moore, New York Jets. Ring a bell? It does, because when Elijah Moore was a New York Jet, if Joe Flacco and him were throwing the ball to each other, man. Maybe it's that familiarity that they have. I don't know, man, but after Amari went down, Elijah Moore went up, and Joe Flacco was throwing it to him.
I like it, man. Yeah, Elijah Moore, I was really impressed to see what he was doing. And it makes a lot of sense that they have that chemistry from the Jets that's going to connect and keep connecting. So I think Elijah Moore is probably one of the best wide receiver waiver wire ads this week, in my opinion.
Yes, sir.
Moving on to our last wide receiver waiver wire ad, another guy who is available in your league because he is also 0% rostered, and that is DeMarcus Robinson. 4 catches for 5 targets for 55 yards and a touchdown. He outsnapped Tutu Atwell and looks to have pushed into the wide receiver 3 position on this team. He's earning trust with Stafford. You know, Puka suffered an AC joint sprain and is not expected to miss, but that doesn't mean they won't go easy on Puka or target him less, you know, limit his snaps and everything like that. Or he possibly could re-aggravate his injury. You know, you never know with these guys. And I think Robinson is worth an ad, especially in deeper leagues.
Absolutely, buddy. DeMarcus Robinson is one of those players who's been in the league for 7 years, been on a few different teams. I believe he won a Super Bowl with the Chiefs, man. He had his moments, man. He had his moments, and they were few and far between. But I think if this guy gets enough opportunity, DeMarcus Robinson can definitely help your team out, Trey.
Yeah, man. You know, I was actually watching the game and I started seeing him getting some catches. I'm like, DeMarcus Robinson, why does that name sound so familiar? And I'm like, oh, he's been in the league since 2016. So obviously. But yeah, man, I think DeMarcus Robinson is definitely going to help you out, especially in those deeper leagues. But if you're just really struggling at wide receiver, I think he's going to be able to get some points this week.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. Before we move on to the tight ends, man, a big congratulations to future Hall of Famer Mike Evans getting that 10,000-yard season in a row. I mean, dude, how is this guy not talked about more, Trey?
Because it's a silent 1,000 yards, man. It's like you don't even notice it. I watch way more Bucs games now than I did before, obviously. But it seems like every time I watch him, it's like, you know, I'm like, oh, Mike Evans got a catch here, catch there, and then one big catch. And then at the end of the year, it's like 1,000 yards. And I'm like, from where?
Yeah, I mean, some big names on those lists, man. Up there with Randy Moss, Jerry Rice, big names, man. Mike Evans, add him to the list.
Do it.
That is our wide receivers this week, man. Let's go ahead and move to them big fellas, bro. Let's hang out with them tight ends, Trey. Tight end waiver wire ads for week 14. Starting off my list is a guy who has been on this list a few times as well, and that is Gerald Everett. Gerald Everett, I believe tight end 9 this week, man. 46% rostered in sleeper league. 4 catches, 44 yards. To be completely honest, man, it seems like Herbert looks for Everett a lot. He is more in the game when they are wanting to throw the ball rather than being more of a blocking tight end. He does do some blocking, but I'm just saying when most of the time when he is on the field, he is being targeted. Justin Herbert loves this guy, and he's always looking his way. He's a big-bodied, tall tight end, man, and, you know, he pops up and gets a touchdown all the time. So, Gerald Everett, if you're looking for a tight end, this could be your guy.
Yeah, man, and I think when a team, you know, like Herbert and the Chargers, you know, they like to go deep, but whenever that's not working and they're consistently losing games, they start changing the script a little bit, and they're giving it to the tight end a lot more often. So I like Gerald Everett as an ad.
Yeah, he's good.
Moving on to our next tight end waiver wire ad, another injury ad, but he's already been injured out for a week. That's talking about Dalton Schultz. That's Brevin Jordan is the ad, 14% rostered on sleeper leagues. Jordan caught 3 passes on 4 targets for 64 yards. He was elevated to the top of the tight end depth chart with Dalton Schultz hamstring sidelined. Also, Tank Dell is out for the season. He's got 51% of the snaps this week. Schultz potentially out for week 14. And Tank Dell, like I said, he could be up for an even bigger role in this offense.
Absolutely, man. Brevin Jordan, another guy who's been in the league for a little while, but has just waited for his opportunities. To be honest, Brevin Jordan, I passed him up when I was looking for a tight end to stream last week. And, I mean, he didn't do terrible, man. Brevin Jordan in that Texans offense could be a smash start, Trey.
Yeah, man, I think he got like 9 or 10 points. But like I said, you know, now with Tank Dell also coming out, you know, he could get 15 to 20 pretty easily, I think.
For sure, for sure. But let's go ahead and move on to the next tight end waiver wire ad on this list. Zach Ertz, welcome back to our fantasy lives. Potentially 17% rostered in sleeper leagues. The Eagles are looking to get their tight end back, man. Goddard is still out, still hurt. Zach Ertz can come in, knows the offense still pretty well. Goddard really started to take over, and that's the only reason I believe they let Zach Ertz go. Look, Zach Ertz being the main tight end in Philly is as good for everybody in fantasy. He's only 17% rostered. Look, if you've got room, the fantasy playoffs are right around the corner, and we know Zach Ertz doesn't need a lot of time to get reacquainted with an offense that he probably still knows by heart.
No doubt, man. You know me. You know I love Zach Ertz. He's been my favorite NFL player probably since I started watching the NFL. You know, I just love the way he acts on the field, and I loved him at the Eagles. I had him at in my IR spot in three leagues, and I dropped him whenever they said the Cardinals dropped him. I'm picking him right back up, baby, because I love me some Zach Ertz on the Eagles. I think it's a great ad.
Yeah, buddy.
But moving on to our last tight end waiver wire ad, Tucker Kraft, 10% rostered in sleeper leagues. Kraft had 3 catches on 6 targets for 37 yards. Now, I know that's not the best showing, but he was second on the team in targets, and he had a tough matchup against the Chiefs. They got the Giants in week 14. I think he should have a way better game for people needing a tight end fill-in.
Absolutely, man. The Packers have just been on fire, man. With Musgrave still out and injured, Tucker Kraft is coming in and being manageable, man. Being very manageable. And as far as the tight ends go in the league, you could definitely do worse than Tucker Kraft, Trey.
No doubt. No doubt.
But that is our waiver wire ads for week 14, man. We've got a quick question, Bobby Ort over on Twitch. In a super flex, Tank Dell got injured, of course. Traded Jalen Hurts and Javonte Williams for Lamar Jackson and Puka. Thoughts, Trey?
Yeah, man, you know, I love Jalen Hurts to death. So at first I was like, no, don't do it. But when I look at your trade, I actually don't think it's a bad trade. Javonte Williams hasn't been that great recently. Lamar Jackson, obviously, I'm not a big fan of. But for fantasy, it's good. And Puka, you know, the injury thing kind of worries me with Lamar and Puka because they can go down at any moment. But, you know, you're in a pinch. You need something to do. You're getting to the playoffs. You got to make moves. And you made a move. I don't think it's a bad one.
I agree, buddy, man. You got to make moves, man. If whatever's going to help you get over the threshold and get in through the playoffs. So I like it, man. Got to risk it to get that biscuit, Trey.
Yeah, and I'll give you your props because a lot of people wouldn't have been able to go through with that trade even knowing that they needed to. So that was good on you for not, riding with the names that you stick with, you know, and being willing to get rid of a big name so you can win the league.
Absolutely, absolutely. I am one that struggles with getting rid of those big names, man. But in the end, Trey is right, man. Trey is correct. Absolutely, man. You got to do what you got to do to get there. I like
it. No doubt.
But yes, hey, speaking of Trey, man, we got some top 3 defense streaming options here for you this week in Trey's top 3, dude.
Yes, sir. My top 3D. These are 3 defense streaming options that you can have this week in week 14 that should be available on your waiver wire that you can go out if you're streaming defense. Starting off at the top, it's the Vikings versus the Raiders, man. The Vikings coming off a bye. This defense has been hot. I think it's going to be a great game for the Vikings defense. Number 2, I've got the Packers versus the Giants. You just watched the Packers shut down the Chiefs. And then they're going against the Giants. So, I mean, it's just even though they're giant, it's going to be easier than it was against the Chiefs. And then lastly, I've got the Texans versus the Jets. And normally I would say put the Jets defense in, but this Jets offense has been pitiful and the Texans have been on fire. So get you some Texans out there and start them up.
Ooh, got some good ones for us this week, buddy, man. Some defenses that you can stream this week, man. I like it, Trey. I like it a lot. Hey, Yo Man Joe says someone dropped Aaron Jones, so I picked him up. Now just gotta hope he lays. Plays during playoffs.
Yeah, man. I don't know. It's scary to me. I've got Aaron Jones in a dynasty league, and I wanted to drop him, but it's a dynasty league, so I kept him because I would be terrified to start Aaron Jones in the playoffs, man. It's just been rough.
I think you made the right call, man. Grabbing this guy up, stashing him for the playoffs. Once Aaron Jones gets back on the field, man, he'll run it. He'll run at 100%. So I love grabbing Aaron Jones there, man. And Bobby Ort on Twitch says, I'm 6-7 with Stephon Swift and Kyren as my big namers. Trying my best. Second quarterback is Geno.
Well, Geno did it for you this week, I think. So, yeah, I keep riding with my boy.
Hell of a game. Hell of a game with Geno. I like it. But, hey, guys, now it's time for the gag bag. The gag bag are players that we are done with. We are dropping them like they're hot. We don't want any part of you on our fantasy rosters. Trey, who you got going in the gag bag this week?
Yeah, man. You know, it's surprising he hasn't been in the gag bag already. I mean, most of you have already dropped him. I think he's only 12% rostered at this point in sleeper leagues. But it was a big name coming into the draft that a lot of people were hyped on, and that is Marquez Valdez-Scantling, baby. I mean, just to name a few things, I went on Sleeper, and if you just scroll through the reviews of the last couple games that he played, these are the adjectives that they say. Quiet, lackluster, drops game winner, silent, measly. Those are the kind of names that Sleeper's calling MBS. I'm calling him other names that I won't say on the broadcast, but yeah, I put him in the gag bag.
Woo! Marquez Valdez-Scantling. What happened to you, buddy? What happened? I mean, he's already ruined a game or two this year, so I get it. I get it. Hey, my gag bagger this week is a guy who really started off hot, you know? Like, maybe we were thinking we were way too low on this guy, but as the season has progressed, he's had a good week here or there, but I'm not the guy that wants to sit and wait and see if that's going to be this week. And that guy is Tyler Allgeier, okay? Bijan coming in scared people anyway, so Tyler dropped. But I mean, like I said, he started off hot, but it slowly got worse as the season progressed. Man, Tyler Allgeier is, for me, is just a wasted roster spot. Tyler Allgeier, throw him in the gag bag. Yes, sir, man. Some bigger names, man, going in the gag bag, man. I like it. Let's see. Tyler Speary on YouTube says, thoughts on Goddard if he plays.
Yeah, man, I think right now you just start him if he plays. Obviously, the Zach Ertz news is interesting, and it's definitely going to affect Goddard owners. But right now, all it is narratives and news. So until it actually happens and goes through, and I don't even know that they would put him in front of Goddard, to be honest with you. I think that's going to matter based on Goddard's injury, whether Zach Ertz plays. So I think if Goddard starts, you start him up.
I agree, buddy. I agree. If Goddard's in there, you throw him in there, especially with the way the tight end group is. Goddard can go off, man. His ceiling is so high, you got to throw Goddard in there if he plays.
No doubt.
Guys, if you are watching us anywhere, go ahead and hit that like button for your boys. If you're watching us on YouTube, subscribe to Fourth and Flex. If you haven't done so already, man, that stuff helps us out tremendously, and it makes my heart feel so good, Trey, you know?
It does. Me too.
Yes, sir, man. Hey, but now it's time for a new segment here on Fourth and Flex, man, and we are making bets with Bandy. This session is brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. We're going to do a pick 'em here live on the show, man. I'm going to pop it on the screen, Trey. Let's go ahead and get started, man. We need three or four props that we need to select this week, man. I'm going to name some off for you. A lot of Steelers players with these props. I see one Patriots square. Let's see. I've got 161.5 passing yards for Bailey Zappi. What do you think? You like the over-under on that, or you want to see what else we got?
Let's see what else we got, but I like the under.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. We got Mitchell Trubisky, 180 and a half passing yards. You like more or less there?
I like less.
Yeah, me too, man. I could see Trubisky doing better than that. Bailey Zappi, I feel like the under is definite there. Let's go Jaylen Warren. 60.5 rushing yards. You like the over or under?
I like the over on that.
I like the over on that as well. What do you say we smash that?
Yeah, he didn't have a great week this week, but I think he bounces back.
I do too, buddy. I do too. And I'm going to go ahead and smash the under on Bailey Zappi, 161.5 yards. Bailey Zappi, man, we have seen him out do things, you know, do okay things, but this season has just not been his year, buddy. Not been his year at all. George Pickens, over 38.5 yards or under. I like the over.
What's his receptions? Does it have a prop for his receptions?
No,
on there?
This week it's only got receiving yards.
I gotcha. So and 30.5. I like the over.
38.5.
38. Oof, that makes it a little tougher, but
Well, let's see. We also got Deontay Johnson over 41.5.
And the last one, Pat Freiermuth over 27.5.
Yeah.
Man, those are all really good lines. I think I like the Pat Freiermuth, though, with the Packers or the Patriot defense.
Yeah, I like that, going over on that. And I want one more, Trey, one more. Are we taking Jalen Warren?
Did we do that one? We got that one. I think if I had to pick one more, I would go Deontay Johnson over. But, you know, maybe it's Pickens. That's the problem with this team is those guys go back and forth, man.
Well, we saw Pickens get a 76-yarder. That was something, yeah. And he can do that in one play.
That's very true. I think I lean Pickens just for the hype of it.
Yeah, over on Pickens.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's get this thing in review. We've got Bailey Zappe under 161.5 yards. We've got Jalen Warren over 60.5 rushing yards. George Pickens over 38.5, and Pat Freiermuth over 27.5.
Yeah, man.
Let's see here. On our Thrive Fantasy, $20 makes us $204. What do you think, buddy? You like it?
I like it.
Boom. We are in there, my guy. In there indeed, man. Guys, this is exactly how easy it really is, man. Thrive Fantasy, man. Making big bets, making big money. Just click it with a few clicks. Look, go down in the description, man. There's a link there. Thrive Fantasy, download the app, man. Get in on the action and win you some money with your boys here on Fourth and Flex.
Yeah, man, do it.
And if you don't find the link down there in the description, just download the Thrive Fantasy app and use promo code Fourth and Flex, and everybody wins. Everybody wins.
Some people lose, but
yeah, well, you know, wins. It happens. Hey, they've got free squares also on there for new users and a deposit match of up to $250, man. So get in on this action. I'm telling you. Hey, Tyler Speary says, sorry, is Rashee Rice a good ad or is it just smoke and mirrors?
Man, to be honest with you, I think it's smoke and mirrors. It's too volatile for me. It's too up and down. When I'm going to the playoffs, I don't want a guy that could possibly put up 2 points on my team.
For real. No, I hear you. And Tyler Speary also says, thanks for being the only YouTube live show that answers chat questions.
Hey, baby, we are here for you.
That's right, man. We are. Absolutely, man. We appreciate that, Tyler, man. We're getting a lot of good compliments lately, Trey, like it, man. We really put our hearts and soul into this stuff, man. It feels good when we get that feedback. Tyler Speary, man, we've got your back, buddy. We've got you indeed.
No doubt.
But hey, we got lots of good things going on, man. But we've also got our Thursday night football starts and sits. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thursday night football starts and sits. We talked a little bit about it already, but this week we've got the Patriots at the Steelers.
Over-under for this game is 34 points. Vegas has the Steelers pick to win by 6. And as much as I think the Patriots defense is very good, I think the Steelers end up pulling this one off.
I mean, I feel like I have to agree with you, buddy. I mean, I think Mitchell Trubisky, I've seen him come in and do enough to know that I think he could actually win, you know, a game here, man. Again, Bill Belichick knows his stuff, so it's going to be scary either way, man. But I think I'm going to ride with the Steelers here, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. But let's go ahead and jump to some Patriots starts. Patriots start. Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, that's really all I got, Trey.
Yeah, man, and it's not even my favorite start this week, but it's definitely someone, if you need a fill-in running back, I think it's going to be a good one this week. You know, Ramondre going down and everything like that, I think Zeke's going to get some work, and he's going to get some PPR points and everything like that, so it's not a horrible start.
Yeah, I mean, if he's getting the work, I mean, he's, you know, it's again, the Steelers defense is tough with Watt on the line there, but I think Zeke can get enough, man, especially getting them passes in that PPR league, Trey.
No doubt, no doubt. But jumping to my Steelers starts, this one was very difficult for me because it seems like this team has two guys at each position that that you got to, like, pick between, basically. Like, you know, George Pickens or Deontay Johnson, Najee Harris or Jalen Warren. But, you know, and it's going against the Patriots defense. I like to start George Pickens. I also like to start Deontay Johnson. But between Najee and Jalen Warren, I really don't love starting either one of these guys just because I know that Patriots defense can shut them down. But I do think Jalen Warren is going to have a decent game. So I would lean Jalen Warren over Najee Harris. And I know I always do that, but I just see this kid go out there and show so much more heart than Najee Harris does. And it tends to show whenever it happens. And then Pat Freiermuth, I think, is startable in this game. I think the Patriots defense is going to make them have to check down to that tight end position. Trubisky coming in there, you know, not really, you know, being 100% as Kenny Pickett, which Kenny Pickett ain't much either, but Pat Freiermuth is going to be his man.
Yeah, man, it's tough, man. I got the easy one. I had one start, buddy, but you had to choose from all those different names, man. I mean, it's tough, but I think, go ahead.
It's like all of the guys on the Steelers are right there at the startable line, but they're right there at the, I want to bench this guy line. You gotta just really think about, you know, your options. So, you know, definitely check your bench and see what you're working with. But I think all of these guys are going to be manageable enough. I just don't think any of them are going to go crazy.
And I think I agree with you about taking Jalen Warren over Najee. Najee has just been so terrible lately. And then just picking the game that he's going to go off in is more of a headache to me than even worrying about starting him.
No doubt.
Hey, Steven Joe over on YouTube. What up, fellas? Do you guys use Yahoo? If so, do you usually do 6 or 7 team playoffs? I mean, we use Sleeper as of now, but I started with Yahoo and I played with Yahoo for years. The answer is 6. I mean, I've never really done a 7-team playoff thing, but I've always done 6. It's always been 6 or 4 in my experience, Trey.
Yeah, man, I played on Yahoo as well in the past. I played on ESPN. I have found nothing better than Sleeper, in my opinion. Obviously, it was a learning curve to navigate in the beginning, but now that I've got it figured out, man, I don't know if I'll ever go back anywhere else.
Yes, sir, man. Sleeper is
legit. And we're not sponsored. That's straight from the heart.
Straight from Trey's heart, man. Straight from his lips to your ears, man. Yeah, Sleeper is legit, man. And if they want to sponsor us, you know, go ahead and send us an email. FourthandFlex@gmail.com.
Do it.
Man, great week, man. We are creeping on those fantasy playoffs, Trey, man. What do you think, buddy? Give these guys some last-minute advice, man.
Just, you know, you most of you probably have one more week, depending on how your playoffs are set up. You know, this is the week. You know, don't overthink it. Don't get too crazy on your starts and sits. Start your studs. Sit the guys that aren't going to do well. You know, and I know that's you got to predict that and everything like that, but just don't get too crazy and start some crazy off the wall pick because you heard somebody told somebody that they're going to get a couple extra catches. Just go with your gut, be consistent, and you know, hopefully you win. We're rooting for you.
We are absolutely rooting for you, man. Guys, again, don't forget to hit that like button. Subscribe to Fourth and Flex, and you haven't done it. Hey, if you need some one-on-one action, you know, a little bit of extra oomph, man, the playoffs are coming. Join our Patreon. It's officially launched. Get you some extra stuff that most people don't get to see, man. Patreon.com/Fourth and Flex, man. Fantasy football is our life. Let us help you help us. I mean, help us.
You. Help you.
Yeah.
Help us. Help
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Let's help each other. You know? And also, Trey, what is it I always say at the end of the show about this time?
That we got merch.
We do got merch, man, to help support Fourth and Flex by going down in the description, clicking the merch button, buy a mug, buy a sticker, my friends. Just show your support and love for your guys who'd want to do nothing but inspire you to be better fantasy football players, Trey.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace.
You've been listening to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram @fourthandflex and on Twitter @fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.